This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Mega cranes and dollars begin to arrive in Maryland. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A massive barge-mounted crane capable of lifting 1,000 tons is among the equipment descending on Baltimore's harbor as a monumental salvage operation begins following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Federal relief funds are also starting to flow to Maryland. Much more will be needed, as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
The Transportation Department described the initial $60 million given to Maryland yesterday as a down payment. The funding will help the state begin to remove and demolish the fallen bridge, set up highway detours, and start to clear the waterway to the Port of Baltimore. Recovery work has slowed and dive operations have paused due to hazardous conditions caused by the submerged wreckage and debris. The initial batch of recovery money is from an emergency fund, but to cover the full cost of cleanup and rebuilding, as President Joe Biden pledged the federal government would do, will likely take congressional action, and lawmakers are currently in the middle of a two-week break. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
On the 2030 U.S. Census, Arab Americans will have their own box to check for the first time ever. And starting today, agencies across the federal government are being instructed to add a Middle Eastern or North African option to race and ethnicity questions on all data collection forms. Advocates have been pushing for this for decades. And they say one outcome will be a clearer picture of economic conditions in Arab American communities. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Until now, people with roots in the Middle East and North Africa have been directed to check the white box on government forms. Maya Berry is with the Arab American Institute.
So when we approached federal data forms, we literally had nowhere to check.
Nowhere that reflected how they identified or how others perceived them. Berry says being lumped into the white category made Arab Americans invisible in government data sets, like the monthly jobs report and others you hear about on the show. And that could be masking economic disparities.
Disparities related to racial discrimination.
Nadine Neber is a professor at the University of Illinois, Chicago. With this change, she says government data could start to reflect the outcomes of anti-Arab discrimination in schools, workplaces, and the housing market.
The more data we have, the more we can make the case for specific services.
Those could include housing assistance, small business loans, and economic research focused on Arab Americans. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
~15% of U.S. households owed medical debt in 2021. What does that debt look like? Well, for 6% of adults, it's more than $1,000. For 1% of adults, which is actually 3 million people, their medical debt is more than $10,000. So it is not hard to see then that medical debt is the leading cause of personal bankruptcy in the country. Last week, Marketplace held a discussion in front of a live audience at St. Paul, Minnesota, focused on the issue. Health economist at the University of Minnesota, Jennifer Schultz, and host of Minnesota Public Radio's NPR News, Angela Davis, joined by Marketplace colleague David Brancaccio on stage. Here's Angela.
The talk show that I host, many of you may know, we are able to open the phone lines and take phone calls live while we're on the air from our listeners. Ever since the pandemic, people have just been openly sharing their emotions and their pain. And I was just shocked by how much pain people are in. Also, the shame and guilt that came along with the medical debt. Because think about it. I mean, the reason you have medical debt is that you're in pain, right? You fell, you have a disease, you had to have a surgery. Listener called in, you know, you think about the reasons why people have medical debt. She'd been the victim of a violent assault. and suffered a brain injury and also damage to her visual cortex, so she couldn't see very well. So she was describing, I'm getting all these bills. I don't understand the bills. I don't even know how to call to get help. I don't know what to do. It's just another example of just the despair that people have and how they're suffering in silence because they don't know what to do or how to approach something. It just doesn't make any sense.
Let's actually play one of the callers to Angela's show.
I live in a house that is not mine. It would be, say, for $28,000 in debt that my partner owed when she left this world. She had cancer. I myself am disabled, and there's this debt against this house. I'm unable. Now I'm running out of cash of my own, but there's not even any way I can sell the house because it's not mine. I don't know what to do.
Despair.
In terrible despair. Now, people here in the room also kindly submitted questions to us. Rebecca, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Why aren't we investing into investigating universal single-payer health care?
Well, on paper, it just makes a lot of sense that we put everybody into the same pool and we average out the costs among everybody.
But one of the devil in the details pieces of it is it means some procedures will be considered essential and will be covered by the government, but not everything.
Well, I think we can negotiate prices with the drugs under a single payer, just like the VA system. And we see they get a lot more reasonable prices. But people have different ideas, and there's a lot of myths out there what single payer actually is. It doesn't mean that government owns all of our providers or hospitals. It just means that we're all in the same insurance pool, and we have more leverage that way.
That was from Marketplace's live event last week, Health and Wealth, Why Americans Are Drowning in Medical Debt. You can find video of the full conversation on YouTube. Just look up Marketplace APM and Health and Wealth. It's on our website too, marketplace.org/healthwealth. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.